This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And again, we continue our study of the great problem of human suffering, and presently we are on the particular topic that Jesus is the friend the sufferer needs. Jesus not only understands the sufferer, he also wants to help. The man or woman, boy or girl who is suffering may cry out, "Does anyone in the whole universe care?" And the correct answer is, yes, someone does care. Jesus cares. He cares when man is lost in sin. He cares when man is in sorrow through the loss of a loved one. He cares when man is suffering. Jesus is the Christian's high priest. He is not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one who has suffered in all points like as we, yet without sin. He who was rich became poor, that is, he came to earth and was crucified, that poverty-stricken man might become rich, that is, that he might be saved from his sins. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. On one occasion, Jesus looked upon the city of Jerusalem and said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicken under her wings, and ye would not." Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. On another occasion he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus will help those in need. Not only does he want to help, he will help. God's word plainly teaches that Jesus understands the problem of those who suffer, that he cares, that he wants to help those who need him, and that he will help if only men will allow him to do so. James said, "Ye have not because ye ask not." James chapter 4, verse 2. At times men do not have blessings from the Lord simply because they do not ask him for them. They're much like the man named Sam, who in a story had served faithfully and well as a slave. His master died and gave the old man both his freedom and a great sum of money. The money was deposited in the man's name in the local bank. Since the old man was now both free and rich, the people of the town expected him to build a fine mansion and live as wealthy men usually live. But he continued to live in a shack and ate only enough food to barely keep him alive. One day a man asked him, "Sam, why don't you go down to the bank, write a check, and get some money so you can live comfortably? The money is there for it, and you deserve it. Why do you not use it?" Sam, not really understanding previously that he could obtain the money by just writing a check, hurried down to the bank and wrote a check for $1. The banker, knowing Sam's poverty-stricken way of living, said, "Is this all you want, Sam? You know that you can have a lot more if you want it, don't you? All you have to do is write a check. You have the money here in the bank." Sam replied, "No, all I want is enough to buy a sack of flour. I reckon I don't need anything else." I'm afraid it's the case that all of us human beings are much like Sam in this story. With the untold wealth of God's blessings in the bank of heaven, do as this freed slave did. Some do not even ask for the blessings, so they do not receive. Others ask, but they ask for trifling things, such as this man did in asking for a sack of flour. But Jesus urged his children to ask for blessings in the full assurance that they would receive what is good for them. "No good thing does the Lord withhold," declared the psalmist in Psalms 84, verse 12. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?"